This recording, Iran 16, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Prey was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Dog Street Tower. That area was much nearer to for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of pride, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, and so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then signing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. It was October 2019. I was at that time I was searching for the universities in the U.S. to come to the U.S. Because I'm from Iran, and when I bought my ticket, the flight ticket to come to the United States, the COVID happened, and exactly the night that I had the flight to the U.S., it was a restriction for Iranian people to not coming to the U.S. from Iran. So that's why I had to find an agency just for coming to the U.S., but going to Mexico and being for 2 weeks in Mexico City and then enter to the U.S. It was very, very a stressful situation because at that time, a very, very huge earthquake happened. And we were in the 8th floor of the hotel and we were moving sides. It was very bad, very bad experience and a stressful experience. But anyway, after 2 weeks, I could enter to the US through Mexico airport. And that was my story, and I think it's interesting for you.
سلام. امروز هوا خیلی گرمه تو میزوری، اما آسمون خیلی قشنگ و آبیه. مرسی.